Mississauga Mayor Bonnie Crombie joined us on Toronto Today. It's a huge problem for municipalities when it comes to building new houses. It's going to mean a tax increase because of some of the changes in development fees. Bonnie Crombie from Mississauga getting into that with us on Toronto Today.
You're not seeing double on some of these numbers getting thrown around here. There's the bottom line to your municipal taxes, but there's also obviously the environmental cost. We asked a question a few weeks ago, could you be an environmentalist and be for all this building? Well, not necessarily. It depends on geography and what kind of buildings are being built. Sarah Harmer, the musician, was on our show yesterday. She lives up near Smith Falls, but does a lot in Toronto. She talked about this impact of having a lot of negatives towards where we're going.
It proposes, you know, to pave over our best farmland, to remove protections that we have right now on provincially significant wetlands that have endangered species in them. It is, you know, it's purportedly a housing bill, and even housing advocates are saying this is not going to get us there. This is not addressing Ontario's housing crisis. So it's across the board.
That's Sarah Harmer on Toronto Today yesterday. So this is Bill 23. The plan is to build 1.5 million more homes in the next decade. We need them. If people want to live where the action is, where the traffic is, where the commerce is, we need more homes. But when you're looking at the massive amounts of property tax increases that some councillors and some mayors are talking about in Mississauga alone. They quoted Carolyn Parrish. She's been in politics 38 years. She says she's never seen anything like it. The quote that jumps out at me, I hope everyone enjoys the next 4 years because we'll all be thrown out. Residents will blame us. And the mayor of Mississauga noted that it's going to cost Mississauga $885 million over 10 years in development charges and money for new parks. It will be borderline a 5 to 10% property tax increase, or you'll lose services or projects. This is nightmarish for residents to hear this, and she won't be the first mayor saying so, but she's kind enough to join us now. She is the mayor of Mississauga, Bonnie Crombie. Mayor Crombie, it's great to have you on Toronto Today. Thanks very much for the time.
Yeah, Greg, thank you for allowing me to be on with you this morning. This is a very important for our residents to pay attention to.
I mean, when you crunched these numbers and you went over this with your staff, again, you must have thought you were seeing double.
Well, listen, we're all very supportive of building affordable housing. The province is calling it attainable housing. We have our own plan to do so. This will actually reduce the amount of affordable housing being built, not increase it, and put the cost directly on the municipalities, which is on the property tax holder. So taxes will increase in Mississauga, as you mentioned, 5 to 10%, because we're going to have to cover this $885 million deficit somehow. Now, I'm still hopeful that the province will come to the table and have the discussion with the municipalities that are all being impacted. I know that the quantum in Toronto is in excess of $2.5 billion. So everyone is being impacted to a similar degree, but we need solutions. So we need the province to come to the table. We all have the same goal, which is to build more housing. Let's just get it done so that it's not being done on the backs of the property tax holder.
How do you get in a room and have those conversations? What's the genesis of how that could potentially lay out?
So there are a number of ways of doing that. You know, I've certainly had those conversations with the province, and the Ontario big city mayors are meeting on Friday, and we're very hopeful that the minister responsible will be present at the meeting so we can share with them the impact on each of the municipalities and ask for solutions, because we need to be compensated for these dramatic losses, because these losses will affect your daily life. It'll affect our ability to provide those programs and services that you rely on, every city relies on. It'll affect our 10-year capital plan, the money that we put aside each year to build your roads, your bridges, your sewers. And they speak about us sitting on massive reserves. Well, of course we all have reserves. Mm-hmm. They're also all dedicated. They're all allocated to specific projects. Think of it in this term. It's not like a checking account where you put money in and write a check. These are more like savings accounts where we save up the money necessary to build that bridge rather than debt finance it and incur additional costs to the city for financing.
And does your counselor, Carolyn, have a point in that people are always going to come to you as a mayor and to them as counselors and talk about those infrastructure projects? Those are, it's, of course, you could accidentally call your MP, you could accidentally call your MPP, but for the most part, it's within the city proper and towns where that work and that infrastructure gets taken care of.
That's right. And we're closest to the people. We're the ones who are most accessible. I mean, we field calls for every level of government. They call us when they have provincial or federal matters. They feel very close to their municipal representatives. Their mayor is very accessible to them. So we will hear about it. And this will impact their daily lives. It'll impact the infrastructure in our city that we will not be able to build. I mean, we need a solution for this. We all have the same goal. Let's build more affordable housing. But let's not incentivize the development community who have profited from the cost of real estate increasing today. They don't need those incentives to provide affordable housing. In fact, we know that the cost of building does not determine the price. Market conditions determines the price of the product when it comes to market. If we give them those incentives, there's no guarantees that they aren't pocketing that money that they were given those incentives to build with.
Were mayors blindsided by this to some extent? We just had municipal elections 5-6 weeks ago. You were elected in with a strong majority. Yeah. And when the provincial elections happen in June, I don't know that anyone can quite foresee all of this, you know, combining at once and all these boxes being checked that are concerning for people.
I will say we were blindsided. We were not consulted. The province was working with the development community to build a roadmap to build more housing. The mayors have said that housing supply is not the issue. Affordability is the issue. You know, what we hear about people not being able to make ends meet, whether it's their mortgages, whether it's going to the grocery store, the price of everything is inflated. It's affordability. It's the ability to buy a home, to buy a condominium, to rent a home. The cost of rentals is enormous right now. So, you know, we need to bring that. But we need more purpose-built rentals as well as just condominiums. My concern is we'll be flooding the market with supply. We'll be building condominiums that don't fit everyone. Certainly, you can't house a four-member family, six-member family in a condominium. We need different varieties of housing to be built. You know, the only way we can achieve some of these targets that's set out for us is by building massive condominiums throughout our city. And that's not what our residents want. They want housing. It may not be a single-family detached house with a picket fence, but it's a semi. It's a stack. It's a townhouse. It's a stacked townhouse. It's, you know, a duplex or triplex or sixplex. We need more variety to accommodate families, and we have to make it more affordable. And this does not make it more affordable, particularly when municipalities will be saddled with 5 to 10% tax increases, property tax increases, before we put our own increases on it. I mean, we have an increase each year just based on the rate of inflation or the amount of investment we want to make, for instance, to build up our transit system, et cetera. So we have our own increases we need to add. And this will be a minimum of a 5% increase on your property taxes each and every year for the next 10 years.
Each and every year. Not a one-time. Yeah, not a one-time tax increase.
A minimum of 5%, because we normally add a 2% debt repayment infrastructure levy, plus whatever increases I need to make to enhance our transit system. So this is minimum of 5. It could be 8 or 10% per year. So we need a solution. We need to be compensated for the loss of these DCs and parkland. And parkland is something we haven't talked about, because they're actually reducing the amount of parkland that the developers are required to add to their development. So in our most densely populated areas, like in my downtown, they will be required to provide less parkland, not more parkland.
Yeah. Mayor Crombie, let's stay in touch on this. It's an important issue. I thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a very important issue.
Mayor Bonnie Crombie joining us from Mississauga.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.